Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, that shares stories of spiritual awakening, communication, healing energies, miracles, and a way to empower yourself for greater health, prosperity, and happiness. And I welcome today Jonathan Robinson, author of his new book, More Love, Less Conflict, who will help you recognize the stress in your relationships and suggest simple, practical, easy communication skills that can set things right. Hello, Jonathan, and thank you for joining us again on Healing From Within.
Hi, Cheryl. It's good to be back.
Great. Listeners may go to my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear Jonathan in a previous episode discuss another of his books, Finding Happiness. So please go to the radio page, March 23rd, 2015, to hear his last interview on Healing From Within. Jonathan, as listeners of Healing From Within are so well aware, my guests and I share intimate personal and insightful stories that help us pay more attention to our thoughts and actions as we begin to see past the physical constraints that cause so much pain and dysfunction and realize our dual nature as both spiritual and physical beings who, with the right tools, understandings, and lifestyle, can find peace, love, and success in joyful living. In today's episode of the show, Jonathan Robinson, psychologist and author of 12 books, who has made numerous appearances on The Oprah Show and has articles in USA Today, Newsweek, and the Los Angeles Times, and co-hosts the podcast Awareness Explorers, states that everyone really wants care, understanding, and empathy in their relationship. However, the four culprits, or the four horsemen of the relationship apocalypse, denigration, denial, dismissal, and distraction, often separate us from having the best interaction with our partners, and indeed, all people. We will discover some of the 30 simple ways to implement practical communication strategies to dissipate the tension, create more connection, and ramp up the love. Jonathan, you might remember this. I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood or earlier life and remember a person, place, or maybe an event that may have been meaningful to them or others around them and have shown a glimpse into the adult and lifestyle that they would value and embrace. Because so much is there with us from the very beginning.
Yeah, I was lucky in that despite being born into a really difficult and violent family, I had an uncle who was a hypnotist. And I remember even at age 9 or 10, seeing that he would hypnotize people to be a totally different person. And I thought, wow, I'd like to be a totally different person and get out of, you know, this violent family I'm part of. And that got me into hypnosis and meditation at the age of 10, which I've been doing ever since, and really led me on a whole different path.
That's very interesting. Now, I studied hypnotherapy, and I wasn't that really good at it, but to tell you the truth, as a Reiki practitioner, I am using all types of skills, and now I'm able to help a person relax and go into a different state of consciousness. So I guess whatever I learned was also helpful, and we do. So, you know, you have to feel comfortable with the tools that work best for you and trying many different modalities. I often say to my listeners out there and my clients, one thing can't do everything. We need to have a whole panel of therapies and helpers and life experiences so that we can continue to grow and benefit. And if one thing doesn't work that well for you, well, then try another. And you'll find where what works for you. So let's go on.
I became a collector of methods, and methods that especially took under a minute to do. because I think everybody wants more peace and love. So I
Yes.
now have 167 methods that lead to more peace and love in under a minute. And my books are basically a description of those methods. And I thought you and I could try out a couple even during the show.
Yes, we will. And I've been thinking about peace a lot because a long time ago, I was at a healing workshop in Lilydale. That's in New York, where a lot of intuitive healers and mediums go during the summer. And the woman was giving readings to everyone. I was the teacher. I had a group of my students there, and she simply looked at me, and she said, "I wish you peace." And I never forgot it. And I thought long and hard what peace really is. And I have discovered peace is being comfortable within yourself, accepting yourself and everybody else, and as life flows, and not wanting to change anyone, right? And when you can be that way, you have achieved peace. But at the time, I wasn't quite sure what she was aiming for. So let's go on to how is this book different from your former book, Communication Miracles for Couples?
Well, that book ended up being a big bestseller. I got lots of emails from people saying, what they found most valuable. I realized that people need things that are so simple that even when they're stressed, even when they're upset, they still work. So a lot of the methods in the More Love, Less Conflict book can literally be done in under 5 seconds. And they
Excellent.
can literally transform a relationship. Let me give you one example. My wife and I, early in our marriage, used to argue a lot. And now we have not had an argument for almost 6 years. And it's because we have a method that is so powerful and so simple, we always do it. And it just involves saying two words. Even when I'm upset, I can say two words. And the words are yellow light. And yellow light, we have an agreement that if either of us says yellow light, it means that we're starting to get upset and we're starting to build a momentum of upset, and that we need to take a 2-minute timeout and just sit quietly and hold hands and calm down. And so, 4 or 5 times a year we do that. We take the 2 minutes, and then we're more in our heart, and we can avoid getting the momentum of upset that leads to an argument. So we now haven't had an argument in almost 6 years. So that's an example of like how simple some of these methods are, yet how transforming they can be, because we used to, have nasty drag
I
down fights.
know. Once you get engaged in the energy of negativity, it's very hard from your emotions running amok with you. So, I always say to my clients when they see something that makes them feel in their body uncomfortable, say they see two people arguing in the office, instead of engaging, take a breath, step back, and walk away if you have to. Because if you get into it, then it's going to just escalate. You're not going to be able to change them because they need to have that experience at that moment. And if we just take a breath and the moment passes, very often we don't even realize what we were getting upset about. So, we saved ourselves a lot of grief and a lot of pain within our body that we just don't need. So I like that very much. So you give also a couple of other methods that I liked a lot. There was the method, if you really knew me, and then the second method was the appreciation practice. So tell us something about that.
Sure. Well, studies show that the number one predictor of how happy couples are is the number of appreciations they give to each other. So I suggest that once a day you fill in this sentence, and it is something I notice about you that I appreciate is. So, something I notice about you, Cheryl, that I appreciate is that I can tell you have a real desire to help people. That you've been doing this show for a while, and you're really trying to get the best, most practical information out there. And I'm a very practical person myself, so that's something I notice I appreciate about you. And I'm already thinking that, but when you say it, it helps to create more of a connection. And I actually have Siri on my iPhone remind me to do this because sometimes I get caught up in work or whatever. And my wife really likes it that every day I'm saying some kind of sincere appreciation to her because there's so much there to appreciate.
That's true. We just get caught up in our own perceptions and thoughts, and very often we just simply forget to say the beautiful words like thank you, I love you, that was great that you thought of me, and that was great that you just said that to me too. I do appreciate what you said. So just saying it makes all the difference. We can think it, but if we don't say it, the other person, most people cannot read minds. Most people have a little psychic ability, but perhaps they're too involved in their other thoughts that they're not picking that up. Let's go on to, I heard you were on a TV show a long time ago, 1990s, with Geraldo Rivera and Donald Trump, when you were promoting your previous book. What was your
Yeah.
interaction with them like?
Well, it's interesting. I'm not a Trump supporter, but something you can see, and I'll tell you what my interaction was in a second, but something you can see with Trump is that sometimes the type of communication that gets you to one level of success does not get you to the next level of success. So, for example, he did become president through his kind of intense way of communicating and putting people down, but it's not endearing him to the American people.
But I will say this, that communication is the hardest thing that there is in our lives. And we were born
Yeah.
to interact with people. And that's what the whole of this human journey is about, learning to interact. There are mistakes that are made. Sometimes there's no right or wrong, and there's no failure. There's only experience and communication. And it is, as you know, and as I know with the work we do, there's always so much more to know and to learn. And we have to allow people in their own time and way to grow, because we all are
Yeah.
growing. Even if we're doing things differently from each other, we're all unique. We have special capacities and abilities, but nobody has it all, and nobody can be all things to everybody. I believe that Trump is the president now because there is a need in the country and the world for his type of energy. It's all about energy, and things were going amok, wrong, and it's a powerful energy. It's not to everyone's liking, but we need more cooperation and less competitiveness, and perhaps we'll all learn a little bit more about this through what we're seeing going on. And it will help many more people to awaken to a better way of living and communicating with each other. I certainly hope so. I really do.
I
Another.
hope so too. I end up having a great interaction with him. So I don't have a bad thing to say for my personal interactions.
Right. That's what I'm
Um, but
saying. He
what
could be a good
I
guy
think
and
leads
his.
to the
Yeah.
what I think leads to the most success though is when people have communication flexibility.
Yes, that's
And that
true.
way you can reach more people, and no matter who or where you are, that if you know how to connect with people in their hearts, that's always going to be useful, whether it be in your personal relationships or in your business. And we don't really learn that in our society,
No.
that we need to learn how to connect more deeply, especially in a fast-paced world that we live in right now.
Yes, you said with the divorce rate almost reaching 50% of all married couples, the reason we're having such a hard time now is there's so much more stress, and many people have little or no training in how to communicate in a way that forces trust and intimacy. And you know what it is? We're still all battling our childhood wounds, the patterns that we were taught, and the behaviors that were instilled in us. And as we mature and grow, we realize that if these patterns are not working any longer, we must change. But it's not easy to make those shifts and changes. You first have to be aware And then you have to have the skills and tools that you're trying to give people in this book so that they can recognize when they're putting their foot in their mouth and when they're causing that anger to rise instead of that love and compassion to come forward, which is what we want. We want people to be gentler with each other, kinder, more thoughtful, and the right ways to communicate are the only way we're ever going to get there. So let's go on to you tell another part of the process for opening up a good dialogue between people and wishing to improve their communication can begin with five simple questions. What they have to start to think about when they start to see the same patterns happening over and over with their husband or wife, and why is it happening? They have to discover what words or what's happening that they're doing. So what do they have to ask themselves?
Well, I'm a big believer in good questions because a good question can lead to new insights, a deep conversation. In fact, on the morelovelessconflict.com website, I have a free download called The 12 Questions of Instant Intimacy. And these are questions you can ask anybody, and they always lead to a good, intimate, deep conversation. But in terms of the questions that you were just mentioning, like one of the questions is just to know, okay, what am I feeling?
Yes.
And another question is, what am I wanting? Because a lot of times we lose track of what we want. I know, I used to get lost in self-righteousness and trying to be right, and really what I wanted was love and connection. So knowing what you want, knowing what your partner wants, are really key to being able to get to the love and understanding, which is what we really are all yearning for.
All right. And then you say, what stories am I telling myself about this situation? Now that's kind of
Yeah.
interesting because the story you're telling yourself is not the same story your partner's telling themselves. That's
Exactly,
where the
exactly.
trouble comes. So if you make, say, your wife makes lasagna and you come home for dinner and it was on your mind that you wanted to have steak and or she booked a restaurant and it's not the type of food you wanted. So the story you're telling yourself is at that moment probably, well, she didn't care enough to call me and find out, and she's doing what she wants, and I'm not being considered and thought of and loved, and there's the whole, wham, it's going up into smoke right away. So it's very important to know how your partner is thinking, what they want, what they feel. And it's important to know what you want and what you feel. And then you have to listen. You have to ask the question and listen to what the other person says. But so many people are so interested in their own thoughts going on in their head that they just want to get it out before they forget it. And this is another skill that has to be learned, how to
Yeah,
listen.
I once asked one of the times I was on the Oprah show, I knew a little bit of her background, that she was, really poor. She was had been raped twice by the time she was 14, never lived in a house that even had running water. I said, How'd you end up on the, she's currently the most loved person on the planet. And she said, well, I realized I didn't have anything going for me except for the fact that I cared about people and I wanted to understand them. Well, it ends up everybody wants to be understood. So she expressed her understanding of people. It led to all the good things that have happened in her life. And that's a skill everybody can learn. How everybody wants to be understood, but not many people are very good at understanding others. So if you get good at helping your partner or friends feel understood, they will love you and adore you because you're satisfying one of their most basic needs.
Yes, if we look past what we need in the moment and become a little more selfless and just want to share and give to people and make them happier, we can work at that too. That doesn't come naturally to a lot of people. But when you see that, that's the key to feeling good yourself and success, you can work towards that. Now, as a psychotherapist, you see a lot of couples in counseling. And what is the most common issue that you see come up over and over again?
Well, fortunately, there's only one. That really comes down, it really comes down to both people are blaming the other for their problems.
Blame. Oh, there's the big
Blame.
word,
Yeah.
blame.
Never once, Cheryl, have I blamed my wife where she then said, "Oh, yeah, thanks for showing me that. Now that I see the errors in my ways, I'll have to change." That's never worked like that. But we always think that if we could just show our partner how wrong they are, they would agree with us. But it doesn't go like
It
that.
doesn't work,
So,
but everybody, many people are still doing that. As a Reiki energy practitioner and teacher and medium, I have discovered that, as you have, most people simply want to love and be loved, but they don't know the universal law of attraction, which says, if you are not in alignment to this energetic principle, and this principle states what you send out into the world in the way of thoughts and actions is returned to you. Therefore, the best way to achieve what you need or want is to become more of that state of being. So, to become more loving, and you'll receive more love, to become more generous, and more will come back to you, to be kinder, and you will see people responding in kinder ways. It is a universal law of energy, and you cannot use blame. If you blame people, they're going to blame you. It's constant energy, repetitive energy of negativity. So yeah, that's the truth. Be
there's no
what you,
wiser words than that.
yeah, be what you want the world to be. Begin with yourself. I would say that. And in my
Yeah.
book, In my book, The Living Spirit, I address this very important issue, and I wrote, each of us is unique, but we are on different karmic and energetic pursuits. As we learn to apply energetic laws and use them more consistently, we will help create a more harmonious world. And you're doing that with the techniques you're offering. And I'm doing it with helping people know they're very much more than they appear to be. And
Yeah.
when they work on themselves first and make themselves happy, no one in the world will take that away from them, and there'll be no need for blame anymore. So let's go on to, okay. Oh, this is interesting.
Well,
What?
Cheryl, along those lines, I started a podcast called Awareness Explorers that is all about simple ways of finding peace, because peace and love are the things I think everybody wants. And most people, they don't really know good ways of getting there. Money is a way of finding peace, but it doesn't work that well,
No.
Otherwise, all the millionaires and billionaires would be totally peaceful. So the good news is that there's always new methods now that can get people to a place of peace or love much quicker than the methods we have used, like trying to manipulate people. That's trying to get yourself to a place of peace, but
Doesn't work.
as we know, it doesn't work.
It's not in my nature to do that, but I see a lot of people using that, and
Right.
I observe it, and I say, oh, it's so sad that they don't know who they are. They don't know they're an energy being having a physical life. They don't know the personal power they have to create a great life for themselves and in the interim help all the people around them. Because when you give that energy out, that light from your heart, that goodness, that peace, actually, then it affects everyone and everything. But you can't
Yeah.
do it. You can't do it by manipulation, blame, anger, greed, jealousy, or any of the lower emotions. So that's what we're talking about here. So, oh, you do talk about this too. It's very interesting. What effect do you think smartphones and
Yeah.
social media is having on communication skills now? This is a serious problem. So.
Yeah, I call smartphones WMDs, not weapons of mass destruction, but widgets of mass distraction. And what we have with social media and smartphones and texting is are all very superficial forms of communication, which they have their place, but 1,000 Facebook friends does not equal one really good friend by your side. And what we need to go for is quality, not quantity. And there's a really good feeling when you have a deep, intimate conversation with somebody that is not fulfilled when you just send a bunch of texts or emails.
Yeah, I'm finding them less than satisfying. And yeah, we're here on this planet, in this life, to learn to interact with others from our heart energy and our mind and spirit. And if we're not doing that, we're wasting this whole lifetime, actually. So we have to get back to what's really important, the interactions. Now, do men and women communicate differently? I know they do. I wrote about that in my book, The Living Spirit, but tell us something about that.
Well, they do, and studies show that, in general, they actually use different parts of their brain a lot of time. And
Yes.
it really quickly, men tend to be more result-oriented in their communication, and women more empathic. And I give information in the More Love, Less Conflict book about how to speak the language of the opposite sex so you can have more success with them. Because if you only know how to, if you're a man and you only know how to speak to men, then you miss half the human race. And likewise with a woman. So trying to understand how the other sex thinks and what type of communication they most prefer makes you much more successful with the opposite sex.
Yes, and you also mentioned a book that I'm very well aware of, The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman, and he describes the five primary languages in which partners give and receive with words of affection, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. And everyone's different. And if you're giving your partner one but not what they really need, it's not going to be effective. So there's a lot for us to learn individually about what people need, not what they want so much. Wants can change, but needs are basic to fulfilling our life plan and our destiny. So I want to thank you, Jonathan Robinson, author of More Love, Less Conflict, for sharing decades of research, practice, and interest in observing life, relationships, and the challenges that exist for most of us as we learn to understand our emotions, goals, and dreams, and how to manifest or create our best life story. And it's only through practical, workable communication skills that we can improve ourselves and the world. For more information on this topic and to purchase this book, go to morelovelessconflict.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, it becomes clear to each of us that finding peace and happiness, well-being, and a productive life is based on moving past ego, an ego-minded reality, and the fears and limitations to finding better ways to appreciate ourselves, partners, friends, and family. And to do this, we need to constantly work on understanding our own emotions, triggers, traumas, and wounds so we can begin to understand through communication, patience, acceptance, and proactive behavior rather than reactive action that we can improve the quality of our relationships. And you and I would both say, let's let go of the blame. Jonathan says,
Absolutely.
yeah, Jonathan says that no matter the skill, we go through four distinct stages. In the first stage, you are aware of how much you don't know. We started off at the beginning talking about that. In the second stage, you understand there is a lot to learn. In phase three, if you don't give up, you begin to use your new skills to create the results you need. And in stage four, you achieve what is called unconscious competence. You become a master communicator. And that's what we would like to work towards. It's not an easy goal. Jonathan, you also gave a quote from a monk from around the year of 1100 and wrote, "When I was a young man, I wanted to change the world. I found it was difficult to change the world, so I decided to change my nation. When I found I couldn't change the nation, I began to focus on my town. I couldn't change my town. Now, as an old man, I realize the only thing I can change is myself. And suddenly I realized that if long ago I had changed myself, I could have made an impact on our town. that impact could have changed the nation, and I could indeed have changed the world. So Jonathan and I would hope that we all begin anew to love ourselves, as we are not perfect, and no one or nothing is, but as reflections of the universal source of creation, and as evolving souls with an increasing degree of awareness and consciousness leading to love and compassion, we learn to communicate honestly with empathy and indeed move forward to that goal we were talking about throughout the show, peace. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to my website, CherylGlick.com, to listen to and read about leaders in the metaphysical fields and ordinary people achieving extraordinary results in exploring the world and mind, body, and spirit. Shows may also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.